Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm pretty sure this thing is going to be on fire.
Ike Juice Hotline brought to you by Adventure Aquarium. Here we go right to it there, Ben.
Sunday at 9:29 p.m.
Might as well turn it back to Aaron Grievances because we're playing flag football tonight. And your boy Dougie don't know how to call pass play more than 10 yards down the field. We got two bums at cornerback against us, and we're not even tossing the ball up. They throw a flat, throw the ball, but they don't because it's Doug.
End of message.
Well, let me ask you, because why? Because I did notice that there wasn't a lot of downfield throwing.
Yeah.
Was that the Seahawks weren't giving them that, or what was the deal?
I don't know what that was. I don't. I don't know if they were worried about holding up in protection. I think that could have been a little bit of it, right?
The fact Big V was kind of letting people
run by him. He had to go against Frank Clark. Yeah, that sort of thing. I don't know. I was a little surprised myself that we didn't take a few more shots down the field.
Wake up, Ben.
Sunday at 9:48 p.m.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing here is like a battle of Jesus, kind of. Because, like, Wentz is a really good Christian. So usually any game, he got Jesus on the side, 100%. He's been winning. He's been killing it. Now, Wilson, he is maybe tied for best most Christian quarterback in the league.
Oh.
So what we're seeing here right now is Jesus going, who am I going to hand it to in this game? And that's where the struggle is playing out. So I think what you're going to learn from this game is a lot about the Lord's intentions for the coming years.
End of message.
So, Ike, who does Jesus root for in the game last night?
I just want to make it clear. Ben actually scans through these and decides which one gets on air.
Yeah, he texted me and I said to play it.
And he,
that's true.
Oh, he did text
Yeah, he texted me and said, should I play this? And I'm like, yeah, play it. Because I'm interested to know. But no, but seriously, like if Jesus had to choose, who is he choosing?
We're going to talk about the text between you and he that I wasn't involved in later. Just know
that's
that.
That's on him.
Just know that.
That's
no,
on him.
He knows who I'm talking to. He knows it.
I would say he would root for Carson. Because he's...
Jesus does not do that.
No, if he did is what I'm saying. Like, come on, man. Jesus is an everyday guy. If he had to choose. Like, you're like, all right, Jesus got to choose. Because, listen.
This is blasphemy, man.
All right, what do you got, Ben?
Sunday at 10:58 p.m.
It's a forward lateral. If you challenge it, they don't have a ball. But you don't challenge it. Cool story, bro. I mean, you wait till the fourth quarter to call plays and throw against Maxwell, who you know's garbage. And then, what? I mean,
End of message.
Well, Ike, people certainly criticizing Doug. We haven't gotten...
We didn't attack Maxwell as much as we should have, right? I will agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess... Based on what we saw in Philadelphia, I would have done that, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have done that, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the secondary was – here's the thing. Carson was missing pretty much the first half into the third quarter. So we might not be talking about attacking Maxwell if he completes two of the passes to Aguilar or if he hits another one in stride that could have been a touchdown.
That's a fair point.
So maybe it's a combination of both. I do not think Doug had a great day yesterday. But if I'm pointing fingers, it goes to Carson first more than anybody else. Go ahead, Ben.
Sunday at 11 p.m.
Doug Peterson, challenge the play. If you win the challenge, you get the ball back. If you lose the challenge, you're out of challenges. They either kick a field goal or score and go back up two scores, and you lose the game. The challenge was to win or lose the game. Throw the flag. The no-brainer! They just scored again! Ah!
End of message.
That might have been the best one we've had.
Seems to be the theme. People upset about that. Now, were they upset immediately after the play happened, or was this after the many, many replays minutes later where they had a better angle of it? I just wonder how much the guy upstairs has taken a look at it. He's already told Doug challenge something and it didn't work. Now you have one challenge left, and you already used – was that the first half that happened, or was that the second half?
No, the second half.
So now you're already down one timeout, and you're down one challenge. If you blow this one, you have one timeout left in the game, and you have no challenges left until 2 minutes.
Yep.
So if he's not telling Doug, Doug challenge it, it's hard for me to be mad at Doug.
So basically the challenge guy made sure he covered his own butt.
Well, if he's not sure of it, and you can see why he wouldn't necessarily be – having the yips to be challenge it.
And again, this thing is happening so fast. We got a chance to see some of the replays after they had already ran another play.
I saw a still photo this morning that made me say, okay, that was a forward lateral. Mm-hmm. I didn't even see it last night.
Right.
Took it this morning. Oh, what you got, Ben?
Sunday at 11:06 p.m.
What the hell was that? I thought an eagle was bigger than a Seahawk. I guess we're Philadelphia pigeons. That was all bullshit.
End of message.
Wow.
See, if he would have said Eagles, he would have said Eagles. That's the guy that's like, the Eagles are pigeons.
He was on that Ike juice.
He was on the Ike juice.
Yeah, he was.
Which is why he called the Ike juice hotline at 215-625-6586. And he, whatever you call that number, whatever you got is what you got. That's the Ike juice hotline. What do you got, Ben?
Sunday at 11:20 p.m.
I can't believe these refs. We had to beat them in Carolina. We had to beat them tonight. There was no way we were beating them tonight. Are you kidding me? It blows my mind. Wentz wasn't accurate tonight, but the refs helped us lose this one. The Eagles should be 11-1.
End of message.
Yeah, I don't know if you can blame the refs.
I don't.
I don't think they had a great night.
No.
It wasn't Pete Morelli-ish, though, was it?
Yeah, it was like 14-1, right? It was like 14 penalties to 1 against Carolina.
Yeah, I didn't think – I didn't enjoy
now that was egregious.
Yeah, they had a couple calls last night that I thought were bogus, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Sunday at 11:23 p.m.
Listen, everybody just needs to calm down. Okay, this is good for the birds. We need to just bring us down back to earth. This is fine. This is no big deal. They needed a game to bring us down back to earth. They're fine. They're going to win next week against the Rams, and everybody's just going to shut the hell up. Go birds. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
End of message.
We needed that.
There you go, a little positivity there. There you go.
Yeah, Ike's feeling better as we go here today. I'm feeling worse. Ike just said it during the break. No, man, it's like therapy.
It is.
I feel better. And I'm like, oh, my God, the Raiders are fighting for the playoffs. The Giants now have Spags and Eli as their coach-quarterback combination. The Cowboys, because they have Ezekiel Elliott back and need the playoffs. The Rams? Yeah, no, I'm standing strong here. I'm standing strong here. One more, Ben?
Sunday at 11:54 p.m.
Tonight sucks. Dougie had a bad night. Carson had a bad night. You know who had the worst night was your boy Ben. After this game, I go on Twitter and I see a text about the Eagles have played 2+500 teams and they have 2 losses. What a Skip Bayless douchebag text is that? Ben needs to be held accountable for that tweet. We need to pull up that tweet. We need to talk about this. Ben, I love you. You're good. But that was just wrong.
End of message.
I agree.
Wow.
I agree. Before I read the sponsor, Ben.
Going after Benjamin.
Yeah, but see, here was the thing. Like, he kept, like Ben's got his own agenda that he wants us to talk about. And it's just like, no, I don't want to talk about that. Like, what are you talking about? But he's got his agenda. Like, if he was the host, he would talk about. And one of those agendas is the strength of schedule. The other one is, like, oh, my God, after the bye week, they struggle. Like, that was the big thing last week was the bye week. What do you got to say about your tweet there, Skip?
I don't know. I think that's a fair point. They've only had 2 games against teams that are over 500 on the schedule, and they have 2 losses. Like, they've
sure
won
is.
10 games, and they've played 10 bad teams.
Don't rub it in after the loss, though. That's where you go wrong. They have the worst record. I forget where it is. I saw some blogger today that called the Eagles.
Here's why that tweet is misleading.
Why?
You know why it's misleading, don't you, Ben?
Well, the Chiefs game. Yeah, the Chiefs are 6-6 now.
Exactly. Because one of those teams over 500 is Carolina.
Right. Right. Eagles have faced the weakest strength of schedule among the 12 teams with a winning record. Their opponents have a combined winning percentage of 427.
Can't argue that.
That's the easiest among the teams that are going to the playoffs. We can't
do anything about that.
We can't argue with you. We know that they haven't had the strongest schedule this season. We know that.
Before the season, it was supposedly the toughest schedule, right?
And that's the NFL for you. By the way, Ike Juice Hotline is always brought to you by Adventure Aquarium. Go the extra mile this holiday season. Adventure Aquarium membership make great gifts. Purchase online at AdventureAquarium.com. So, yeah, there you go. But, yeah, you can only face this on your schedule, Ike. But
a good football team. This is a good football team. Listen, I understand the whole beating tough opponents, beating good quarterbacks argument. There is some truth to that, because when you look at it, what you're really saying is you're not going to be playing sub-500 teams in the playoffs.
Nope.
And if you can't beat 500 or better teams or plus 500 teams in the regular season, how can you expect to win in the playoffs? That's what he's trying to get at.
Yep. I think it's a valid.
So I get it. I get it. But nobody ever says anything. I'm falling into the trap of other hosts. Yeah, it's the reason why no one says anything to the Patriots about what their schedule is. They got 5 freaking rings.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.